USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The trial itself won't begin till Tuesday, but that impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate got underway yesterday with the swearing-in of all members by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
At this time, I will administer the oath to all senators in the chamber in conformance with Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 of the Constitution and the Senate's impeachment rules.
It turns out 11 American troops were injured in Iran's missile attacks on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. soldiers recently, despite the Pentagon saying initially that there were no American casualties. The U.S.-led coalition now says in a statement that those service members were taken to Germany and Kuwait for medical treatment, mostly of concussions. There were no American deaths in those strikes. And this is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Microsoft pledging to clear the air of all of the carbon it's ever emitted. The tech giant announcing it's going to go carbon negative by 2030 and that by 2050 it will have removed from the environment all the carbon the company's ever emitted, either directly or by electrical consumption, since it was founded in 1975. New New York Mets manager Carlos Beltran is manager no more, parting ways with the team over his role in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. Mets GM Brody Van Wagenen saying it was clear that it wasn't in anyone's interest to keep him on.
There were mistakes that he recognized as a leader, as a player. It was clear how challenging it was going to be for him to effectively manage the team.
Beltran himself saying he didn't want to be a distraction. Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora also fired because he was a bench manager for the Astros during that season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Winter weather forecast to cover much of the northern U.S. with ice and snow today stretching into the weekend. Forecasters say it could cause potentially dangerous travel conditions. Snowstorms expected in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, dumping as much as a foot of snow in some spots. To the south, ice will be a problem. From parts of New Mexico and the Texas Panhandle into Indiana and northeastern Ohio. Then tomorrow, heavy snow will make their way into Pennsylvania, New York, and parts of New England. President Trump will be hosting the winning LSU Tigers at the White House today, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump and wife Melania getting a huge round of applause at the national championship game at the Superdome in New Orleans. On Twitter now, the president says he's looking forward to hosting the LSU national champions at the White House as the team heads to D.C.
And SpaceX is preparing to conduct a critical test of its launch abort system as it gets closer to sending humans into space. Tomorrow morning, a Falcon 9 rocket is to launch, weather permitting, from the Kennedy Space Center and then simulate a failure 90 seconds after liftoff. Next, rocket motors on the Dragon capsule are to fire, parachutes are to deploy, and the capsule would then splash down in the Atlantic. The Falcon 9 rocket would be destroyed as it plummets into the ocean. The company needs to pass the test so it can start taking humans to the space station later this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.